to speak the Word of God to us. I appreciate his dedication, his devotion, his study, his prayer, his preparation, and I thank the Lord that he preaches the Word of God. Amen. A lot of issues that can be touched on, a lot of situations that can be dealt with, a lot of cultural society aspects that just don't make a whole lot of sense. But the Word of God makes sense. The Word of God has the answer. And that's where we put our trust in. Stand with me as we bring Brother Lamas to this pulpit again and ask him to share the Word of the Lord with no nonsense. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. All right, Brother Lamas, God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Glover. Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory to God. Ooh, before we start, because I don't know how this thing is going to go tonight. It'll be encouraging, but I'm going to tell you right off of the bat, it's going to get bumpy too. And I make no apologies. It's going to get bumpy, it's going to get encouraging. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Good for you is good for the coon daddy here. Bishop, would you bless the Word, sir?
Thank you for your precious Word. We ask you now, Lord, to quicken it to our hearts, to our minds. Help us to be committed to it. Anoint your servant. Help us, Lord, to receive. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
May be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight, along with a bunch of testimonies tonight. Amen. Very shortly. Praise God. This feels good in here. Feels good. Tuesday night, we had good prayer, but it was kind of warm Tuesday night. Amen. But because of 108 degrees in Houston today, I'm really looking forward to it, you know. I'm not, I really am, you know. I'm in AC anyhow, you know, so. But I'll get up in the morning, 4 or 5, pray, and then go do my power walk a couple of miles. Before it gets too hot. Talking to a pastor friend of mine today. We were discussing a few things. And he's a funny guy. But he's tough. Good pastor friend of mine that I've known through the years. And he's given me veto power over the mentoring that I've been doing with him for a number of years. Amen. And so I have another friend in Chicago that's giving me veto power. And so, you know, you got to take it like a man. Right. Uh-huh. Amen. And so he was discussing, you were to come to the oven. I said, yeah, I'm ready to come to your church. Amen. And so he said, yeah, he said, getting hot in my church, getting hot in my preaching. I said, I hope some of my folks are ready to make the rapture. Y'all miss that. He said, that thing feels like hell right now. Hot. If some of them cats don't straighten up, it's going to be hotter. And I said, I'm glad you're saying it more than me. Hallelujah. Y'all still here?
Yes.
Amen. Glory. Thank you, Pastor Glover, Sister Glover. I mean, Sterling Church. Amen. A report from my wife today coming from the doctor. Everything is good, on schedule. For the first time since May, she was able to go into the hospital today on the walker instead of wheelchair. Wow. Been 3 months on the wheelchair. On the walker today. Amen. Good reports. She was so excited and said, I'll get ready to go to the minister's retreat in February. The doctor said, wait a minute, whoa. One thing at a time. When they tell you, you can't go in the winter, maybe in the late spring. She was kind of disappointed, but one thing at a time. They say your body's got to get back to where it's supposed to be. Amen. A little bit of thing, progress. Progress, Sister Gloria. She was so happy. Amen. On her reports, and on her medicine is going more down and down now. Not as many pills no more as the beginning. No fevers. No fluid builds up, no complications. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've been doing some fasting since I've been up here. My daughter and my son-in-law have been doing lots of fasting. In fact, you know, my son-in-law and daughter know me. And said, "Dad, we're praying and fasting today because you're preaching tonight." And I said, "Yeah." And they said, "Oh, no." So we'll be praying for you. I said, "I'm going to need the prayer." Amen. So, but they're doing great. Amen. Happy to report. And I told my wife, I said, "I can't wait to get home." I said, "If I have to stay up with you again, I'll stay up with you again. Not a problem. Not a problem. I'll be right in my study in that chair sitting down. Call me, baby, call me. I don't care, 10 times a night. 50 years of marriage, baby, you don't give that booger up. You don't give it up. You don't give it up. We made a covenant at the beginning of the marriage, first night, Brother Stanley married us. Better for worse, richer for poor, in tough times, in good times. And I can tell you, we've had our ups and downs. We've had our knockdown dragouts. But we have never slept because we got mad. We have never slept in the couch. I'm telling you, I've never slept in another room. She's never slept in another room, with the exception of my daughter when she was little, getting sick, my granddaughter, my nieces and nephews. We had to sleep in different rooms and all that. Most of the time, one of us was up all night carrying them around. You know how kids are, carrying them around. But and I'm not bragging, but we made a covenant. We made a covenant in that marriage. Sure. I heard somebody the other day say, "So stupid. It's just a piece of paper. You must be an idiot." It's a covenant. Right. So we made it that first night, Mother Glover. First night. Well, we get upset and mad. But before midnight, we'd make it right. We kept our promise. We've kept our promise. Praise Amen. Praise Amen. Well, you're getting quiet around here.
Praise God. Good.
I'm just giving you biblical men and biblical womanhood. Wow. You want to make it the rapture?
Yes. Yes.
You and I want to progress?
Yes.
You want to grow?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So I'm looking forward to being home. Amen. And tending to my wife. My mom came downstairs the other day by herself. You know, old folk hard-headed, man. She's 96 years old, Sister Glover. She hard-headed as a booger. So, "Mom, if you make one mistake going down the stairs, it's eternity." Okay? So, and because she's so impatient. And that's what I had to fight growing up, Sister Glover. The generational curse of impatience. And it took me a long time to get over it because I would not pray that prayer. But I had to pray that prayer. And when I prayed that prayer, God loosed some stuff in me.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
In me. Oh, I've got to have an attitude adjustment every once in a while. Amen. But I pray for patience now. For 20 years, I probably didn't do it. See, I'm exposing myself. Some of you won't even expose you because you're high and mighty. You're Superman or Superwoman. You'll be saved 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, 10 years, whatever. Really? Really, you are? You really saved? How much have you progressed in those number of years? Paul said, "When I was a child, when I became a, I put away." Sounds like the Bible to me. Ooh, glory to God. But I better preach while I am preaching. Anybody in this house? You don't need nothing from the Lord tonight. You're perfect. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Then I guess I'm in the right place tonight. Huh? Thank you, sis.
Hallelujah.
No nonsense. I'm trying to get away from this and say, "Lord, can you give me another series?" Yeah, it's a good one. And then at 4:24 a.m. this morning, He wakes me up. I said, I got up about five times last night because I couldn't sleep. And I said, Lord, so I got up and prayed. Prayed over the house, prayed over outside, prayed over the warehouse, prayed everything. And it went into my study, and the Lord prompted me to say, now I'm fixing to give you another part. Oh, so I'm working on that. So I go all the way back, Levi, to Psalm 96, 1 through 9. Got to go back to the beginning again, because he's having me to go back to the beginning on this next new part. Not this one here, but the next new one. God, and I've done some research and some stuff. I said, I think I got like 10 pages done. Wow. But this I'm going to preach to you tonight. I was praying, and the Lord said, when you get back to Texas, I said, I'm giving you a church right for that following Sunday. He said, you're taking this message right to them. Lord Jesus. Okay. You don't normally work with me like that, Brother Mike. But he's been doing a number on me. So 4:24 this morning, and I'm not even tired. I'm not even sleepy. Amen. Amen. Working on that. So we go way back to Psalm 96 where it began. First nine verses. And I just sat in that chair and meditated on some of the statements that I wrote down here. And I just began to feel after the Lord. Excuse me. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing. We're just going to read the whole thing. Okay. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Bless his name. I let that one go. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Ladies and gentlemen in the house, salvation is supposed to produce some fruit. How much fruit? Declare the glory among the heathen. The Bible said that I didn't. His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared, reverenced, honored. Wondered God above all gods, small g, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, all you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. And then the ninth verse. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, not in your mess, seenness, nastiness, cussiness. In the beauty of holiness. Because you know that he will not dwell in an unclean temple. Got to catch it. Fear before him, reverence, adore, honor. He's majestic, light of majesty. Wow. Fear before him, all the earth. And so I thought about this as I was meditating, that, well, after I prayed an hour and 15 minutes, and then I, every month this year, I have determined to read the book of Psalms one time every month. So I read 20 chapters today. Oh, and by the way, how many chapters have I read in the Bible this week? Huh? How long have you prayed this week? No, because we love our gadgets, we love our jobs, we love our businesses, we love this, we love that, but we don't have time to pray and read the Word. Just asking the question. I might read 2 chapters today. I might read 20. I might read 10 verses. Have you taken time to reverence Him? Been so good to us, God. You've been so good to us that I'm sorry that we as your people at times take advantage of your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Oh, this is downloaded with me early this morning. Not when you have this in the notes. And I thought about that, Bishop. Thought about that. And I thought about, be the same person in church as you are out of the church. I'll say it again, because salvation is supposed to produce fruit. No, that's why, more than a preacher, more than anything else, I got to tend to what I'm responsible for. And do not let Satan have a seat at the table that was prepared from God for you and your families. Period. I felt that in the Holy Ghost at 4:30 this morning as I was praying. But Psalm 96 is always in line with 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verses 23 through 36, but really through 33. And I know there's no authorship given on Psalm 96. But you have to realize to go back to who really probably wrote the Psalm 96, up a chapter, 95, back a chapter after 96, 97, 100. Possibly, it's David. Because in 1 Chronicles 16, it contains, if you read it, in the middle verses of the psalm, David sang for the entrance to the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. And the words that he wrote in Psalm 96, he wrote in 1 Chronicles 16, verses 23 through 36. But if you read around 1 Chronicles 16, verse number 7, it says that he handed those verses, brother Mike, he handed it to Asaph and his brethren. I found that interesting, and I was meditating on that. So no authorship. I don't know, Bishop. Possibly, maybe Asaph and all the hoopla, you know, the Ark of the Covenant and the celebration. Maybe they forgot to put David's name on Psalm 96. I don't know, because he handed Asaph, the next time he's a Levitical choir director, he handed him the exact same words that we just read in Psalm 96. kind of found that interesting. Spurgeon says this. A new song. Charles Spurgeon, most of your readers of any kind of books. Phenomenal individual. He said, a new song, always new. Keep up the freshness of your praise. Do not drive down into dull routine. Why? Because all of us here today, all of us get busy with the busyness of life. Am I going too slow for y'all? We're going to pick up the pace. So he went on to say, so we have new mercies to celebrate. Thank God that we do. Thank God that we do. But I can't, llamas cannot take advantage of those mercies. We have new mercies to celebrate. Therefore, we must have new songs. Everybody's got to have some kind of song here that they love. They just sing all the time going around. Everybody here has your own personal favorite song or / songs. Huh? And so I'm thinking today, and I'm waking up, and I sent over 150 texts this week, at least those that I have numbers to and those that I have Messenger on Facebook to. I send out, like I promised, I send out to about 150 or so. Amen. And I hope, maybe might have few that I didn't get to, but I send out twice a day, every day, for 31 days in the month of August. This is what you say in the morning. This is what you say at night. I am blessed and highly favored. Some of you are like, who got them Texas? Mike? Yeah. You got them Texas? That's what I said. Who's done it? Woo, glow. All right. And then I thought about that. How many times do you personally take out of your day to praise the Lord during the day? David said, I will praise him 3 times a day. Evening, morning, and at noon, right? I think that's how it says. And I wonder why he said evening. And so I realized that Israel, their day began in the evening. It's interesting. So he said evening, morning, and at noon. Let me ask you a personal question, but answer it in your mind. How many times have you give thanks and blessed God today and praised him? How many times? In the busyness of your day. God is, in every possible sense, great. Great in dignity. Great in power. Great in mercy. And therefore, greatly to be praised by every creature. 7.8 billion, I think it is, or something like that, upon the face of the earth. God, just a few years ago, I was looking at the statistics in Houston. Just a few years ago, we had 5.9 million. Now, today, in 2023, we have 7.2 million people in Houston. It's crazy. It's crazy. Wow. I say this because my next statement is this. When you're unfocused on God, you got to catch it. When you're unfocused on God, life is all over the place. Because you and I get out of balance with life and out balance with our families and out balance with the brothers and sisters and out balance with everything else. Your life is unbalanced. But with him, you get understanding. But with him, you do get understanding. Why? That's why I said a while ago, how many chapters have you read this week already in the Word of God? How long have you prayed? And this is Thursday night. What kind of understanding have we received from reading God's Word? Huh? I'm sorry, but I'm not going to come up here and just preach because I got to preach. I'll be honest with Pastor Glover and some of Pastor Glover. I'm not ready, sir. I need a paycheck. Well, you know what? It's gotten to the point where don't worry about the paycheck, because eternity's here, Sister Nichols, and eternity's there. Bible says you get understanding. So when it says, touch not my anointed. Can't have him for Sunday dinner. Touch not the anointed. Ministers, Minister Mike Glover, Minister Mitch Perkins, Minister Sister Denny, Minister Nichols, Minister Brother Pelletier. Anybody else? So far, not yet. We had a few coming up. And you know who you are, so let's get on with the program. Let's get on with the program. Quit lollygagging around. You get understanding. Touch my anointing. Ladies, even my own pastor back, even the ministers that I'm under, I cannot underline the anointed one, because sooner or later I am going to reap what I sow. I can't underline Mike Glover. I can't do him wrong. I can't underline his or whatever he has. I can't undermine him, because he's anointed. Whether I agree with him or not, a lot of time he's anointed. Touch not my anointed, or in plain words, you're gonna be in trouble. It's going to catch up with you. You mark my word tonight. Living without God is not an option. Love yourself. I realize that. Grow yourself. You've got to grow yourself in God as he is in you. If you have a heart that's open, then God begins to give you insight to his plans. Things that you could not see, all of a sudden you begin to see. Why? Because the word was broken open. How can you get revelation? How can you get understanding? How can you break the word open if you won't even read the word of God during the week? How can you get anything if you don't have personal devotion? If I don't pray, if I don't study, if I don't fast, if I don't meditate, then I'm up here just performing. And guess what? God is not into performing. Now the flip side to that is, when the word is not broken, there's no light and there's no clarity, where I might have confusion. Sometimes, but the word of God, it touches your heart. And since Lamas has a family that I'm still raising, because my daughter's married, I never stop raising them. I got a grandkid, I never stop raising them. They're going to be with me in life forever. Now, I know some throw them out the window, but that ain't Bible. Well, you're on your own now, blah, blah, blah. My daughter's 48 years old. My son-in-law's 48 years old. My granddaughter's 22 years old. They're still my babies. My wife's 70. I'm 71. Guess what? I'm the guide. not the tyrant. I'm the guide. I told my wife, if you ever see me be a tyrant, you have no reason to obey me. Pastor Dees taught us that. Pastor Kilgore taught us that. Pastor Foss taught us that. And lo and behold, Elder Gidros, Brother Gidros' daddy, taught us that. I'm glad he was in his last days, Bishop. 85, maybe, I don't know, 85, 90 years old. He said, wow, I wish I could hang around to see how some of you people are going to turn out. Elder V, or the VA, yeah, elder, the daddy VA kid. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. Woo, no more timers with something else. And since I have a family to raise and decisions to make, and since I have a marriage after 50 years that I still need to work on, and since I have a destiny that I am still in pursuit of, and since I have a legacy, most of all, a legacy that I need to leave behind, I've got to hear from God. I've got to hear from my man of God. I've got to hear and read the word of God. Because Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22 says, the blessing of the Lord makes me rich, and you add no sorrow with it. If your successes causes the loss of your spouse, your children, your ethics, your integrity, your character, then greed has probably been the driving force. Revival is not always in your prayer time. I hate to disappoint you and bust your bubble. Revival is not always in your prayer time or in a prayer meeting. Sometimes it's in the change of your behavior and your character. Because all of us need to work on it. Whew. And 4:30 is messing me up, Sister Glover. And messing me up. Lord, don't wake me up no more. And I fight with him, and I'm not afraid to expose myself to you, and he always wins. But don't tell your children to pray. Show them. Don't tell them to praise God. Show them how to praise God. Don't just tell your children that there is power in the name of Jesus. Show them that there is power in that wonderful name. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know no marriage is perfect. No church is perfect. Because if somebody would have walked out and said they were perfect, I'd have grabbed them and say, will you tell me your secret? I like to find out. You know why? Because I like to better myself. I'm going back to Texas next week, okay? I'm skimming this and I'm lighting it up. But they're going to get the blunt of it. And they're encouraging of it. No marriage is perfect. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years of marriage. I thought, babe, shoot. What about this next 50? You know, I know that's a long shot. You know how we always say anniversary. Give me the next 10. Give me the next 20. Or in friendships. Give me the next 10 years in friendship. Or give me the next 10 years in job. What can we improve on in the next 50? Because in 50 years, this is what you and I have done, baby. Here it is. We are not celebrating 50 years. It is. But we are actually celebrating, you and I, forgiveness, tolerance, forgiveness, tolerance, and moving past the big mistakes that we have made. And as we were talking, we were discussing, and then here's the statement that we came up with. Money doesn't determine a better marriage, sex, and her being a great cook. You know what determines a great marriage? Character, loyalty, being kind, being a given person, not being greedy, not being stingy, not being a jerk. Now, just me and her talking. I don't know about you. You got to answer for your own stuff, man. I can't worry. I got enough of my own stuff to worry about. I can't worry about your stuff. Can't worry about your stuff. I worry about my stuff. Can take care of me first, my family. Because if you put on a pair of white gloves, go into your backyard and pick up dirt, the dirt won't get clean, but the gloves will definitely get dirty. Maturity is when you finally stop blaming others for the mess you brought into your own life. As I get older, my global people telling me, man, you're sounding more and more like Billy Stanley and CODs. Well, I'm a product of them. I'm a product of them. That's good. That's all I am. You're a product of Bishop here. At least you better be. If you're not, you better find out why. See, I cannot do you like you've done me. You know why? Because Lamas needs all the blessings. Be careful who you throw into the pit, because you will eventually see them in the palace. It's going to get better. We're coming out of turbulence here. It's okay, Mother Blight? Mike, it's okay? Love it. Hallelujah. I tell him I'm going to use him as an example tonight. Everybody else might hit me. Doesn't make any difference. You may or may not ever get an apology and still say, I forgive them anyhow. You know how many times I have asked forgiveness of my wife? Forgive me, baby. Daughter, forgive me. Son-in-law, forgive me. Granddaughter, forgive me. Mama, who is a hard-nosed Mexican woman. Old school. I've never, and there's nothing on my mother, I've never heard her say one time to forgive. She's old school, way back in the back of Mexico. But I've told her, Mom, you've got to learn to ask for forgiveness if you're going to make heaven. I said, Mom, forgive me. I've done it multiple times. Makes no sense until it makes sense. Why? Because your future blessing is more important than any other bruise. Stop wishing bad on people. I don't wish bad on people. I pray for those kind of bad people. In church, I don't make a difference. I love them all. I may not agree with their lifestyle or what they're doing, but I love them. So stop wishing bad on people. They say, but you just said, no. Pray for them. Stop wishing bad on people. All God is going to do is bless them and give you a front row seat. But I also realize that you can attend this church every Sunday and be backslidden and never know it. Be careful of your verbal exchanges. For you can win an argument. Bishop taught us this years ago, right here. You can win an argument and lose a soul. Let that sink in. That's just the way I am. It's a very good excuse that we use. No, it ain't. If you have the Holy Ghost living inside of you. You know, I was young. I didn't understand pain. I didn't understand cancer. I didn't understand leukemia. I didn't understand. Oh, come on, Bishop. Come on. Oh, my knee. Oh, come on. You can get up. Man, I used to do Adam. Oh, come on. You know that my knees are going kind of nutty? I don't understand. Pain. Because you can do it. No, fool, be in their shoes. I understand all the pain that my wife went through 8 years ago on the kidney. And I'm understanding more and more what you went through just now. And right now, you need to pray for Brother Chris Liu, one of our ministers in this district. He's in Anchorage. He might have lung cancer. So pray for him. Oh, no, you don't understand cancer. You don't understand. And one of my nieces went today because it's a history. Oh, Uncle Fernando, please pray for him. Baby, I'm going to pray for you. Oh, I want to end up like Aunt Diane. Oh, I'm going to go into, they say, I might have cirrhosis of the liver, non-alcoholic. She went out of MD Anderson, and she got a clean bill of health. No cirrhosis of the liver. She got better tissues. She got to be careful. But she's dealing with other situations. That's why her last husband left her. Because he couldn't deal with the pain and the heartache. Never mock a pain you haven't endured. I'm learning that. Seeing my wife helpless. But she ain't helpless as long as I'm there. And my daughter and my son-in-law are there. And I make sure my son-in-law is right. If you don't treat my daughter right, I'm coming for you. If you treat my grandkid right, I'm coming for you. How would you like if your own daughters were treated stupid like that? Huh? Your own kid? Never mock a pain you haven't endured, because when life hits you, and baby, it will, you might become everything you ever criticized. And I'm learning a lot of things in the last 8 months through all this crazy stuff we've been through, Sister Glover. And God's been good. And I'll say it again. Y'all been wonderful, Bishop. We don't deserve all those wonderful love offerings. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. We don't take it for granted. I'm looking at many of you on both sides that have given personally. Just today, I received another blessing. No one really cares about what your title is. Titles don't impress people. If you want to be impressive, go out of your way to positively impact lives. And you know, my toenails were hurting so bad, Brother Glover. And the last three times that I went down to, where's that place at? What's it called? Right by Papa Muffy? That nail? Yeah, nail boutique. Yeah. This thing's for sissies. Well, I guess I'm a grown sissy. Because my wife can't cut my toenails no more, because she can't. So the last three times I went, there's so many people there. And I could tell when I was wearing my boots and my tennis, I said, oh, they're growing too much. And so at the market yesterday when I went there, and then took said to be a strike down there, jam packed. Tourists! No, I'm just playing. I'm not a tourist. Who said that? Oh, have mercy. You know, he said, Buck, can you come back? I said, Money for 9 a.m. in the morning. I will be there. 9 o'clock, I was there. 9 o'clock, I was there. There were like 10 people coming in. But I had my name on the roll. Ooh, you got your name on the roll, baby? When the road is called up yonder. Sister Gloria, when the road is called up yonder. Woo-hoo, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, I went in there. Very kind lady. You know, some of them can be kind of blunt. Move it this way. Move your feet that way. Move your feet that way. You know what you're doing. I don't. She cut them in there. I said, just cut and foul. I don't want no pedigree. Just cut and foul. That's all I want. $10.60 worth. I'm cheap. That's all I need. I don't need the full works, you know. Right. If I get the full works, I'll have them. Put some clear polish on there. No, I'm just playing. Just playing. Just don't freak out. Just playing. Just playing. Don't freak out. No. So cut and foul. Make sure you're good. And then you put that solution in there. Ah, I felt like heaven. I finished, put your socks on. So nice, so kind. And I usually give $5 tip. So I went in there and put the Cash App on, you know. Thank God, because I got another blessing, two blessings this week on Cash App. One last week, one this week. No, maybe two this week. I can't remember. Because I'm a giver. I'm a giver. And so I went and put the Cash App, $10.60. I see. I got a five out. I said, you know what? They do work hard, Brother Glover. Yeah. And I know sometimes we can't all do it because of money situations. But I had the money in my pocket, like I had the money to give tonight. So I gave her a $10 tip. I'm apostolic. I'm apostolic. And somebody gifted me with a card, extra money to Red Lobster. And remember I told you last Thursday night, I was gonna tip 25%. And so I got what I needed. Well, I got more than what I needed. I did. Of course, we can't go to the next spring, but still. So guess what? I'm gonna keep my promise. When I go to Red Lobster, Brother Tom, I'm gonna tip that waiter or waitress 25% of that bill. Because I made a covenant with the Lord that if he would provide, I would provide. Can't do it all the time, but when you can, try to do it. I'm telling you, it paid great dividends. It's more than being stingy. I tried to give here during Mother's Memorial. I got my own Mother's Memorial. No, not. I'm not bragging. I'm just trying to, 75, what is it, for 150 for bread? Got to be losing your ear, but cotton picking mine. For a piece of bread? Yeah, but his sister Glover's and his sister Becca's, and I know it is. But 150? But it's for the cause. It's for the cause. Okay, Big Shot. When's the last time you bet on something? Because it was overpriced. Bet it was good for a cause. And 80, watch this, 80%, I'm talking about no nonsense. 80% of the time that I've been here and I gave every memorial, it just happened that I was here. 80% of that time in the last few years that I've given every year, 75, I think it was, 150. Oh, I don't know, Sharon. You know what I've given. Yeah, I know you. She always got that book right there, baby. Got that book right there with her. You know? 80 to 90% of the time, I don't know who it is, Pastor Glover. Somebody has paid for it. But I didn't expect that. I didn't bargain for that. God bargained for that. Because I like to help when I can. Remember I told you. I tip Fred Meyer's guys there, or girls, whoever they are. Here's $2. Here's $5. I have a regular guy at Kroger at home. And he's not there to get my groceries sometimes. I see him in the parking lot, 100-degree weather, working his buns off. Hey, come here. Hey. Now he knows who I am. If I got this to the globe, here's $5. Sometimes it's a $10. What's this for? Just because. I can't do it all the time, but I'm just giving you some examples. Make a difference. Make a difference. Lift up others. Lend a hand. Pastor just saying, we need help. We need help. Those are going to pay eternity dividends. Make a difference. Titles are forgotten. Changing people's lives, even for a moment, will always be remembered. Let me pray for you a minute. Let me lay my hand on your shoulder. Just let me be there. Maybe you lost a friend or you lost a family member, and there's no words. Of course, there's no words that you can give somebody that's lost somebody close to them. I'm just there with you. I'm crying with you. That's all you can do. Lend a hand. Lend a hand. Make a difference. Character will always beat credentials. Always, always. Kingdom people speak kingdom words. Kingdom people speak words of biblical wisdom. We are healthy, so we speak words of helping and healing. When we experience, we speak words of guidance. But carnal, worldly people speak evil. They speak reports and the minds of the world. Carnal, bitter, wounded people speak feelings and carnality, anger, criticism, bloody and hopeful words. Folks, God is calling all of us. It is time to purify. It is time to edify. It is time to raise and lift one another up. And many of our lives, including myself, many of our lives would change if prayer was not our backup plan. Give me a minute. I'm going to get out of here. Protect your peace. Protect your anointing. Protect your assignment. Protect your inheritance. Protect your atmosphere. When the word of God makes sense, don't look for any other sense or you'll end up with nonsense. Sometimes we bleed before you and I are blessed. Sometimes we are broken before we are blessed. Even on the bottom of you, look up. You can still see the top. What we go through is to prepare us for what we're going to. We go through things to get through things, right? And when you experience victory, and I hope we all do, when you experience victory, be happy and don't be haughty. Ha, 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 I got it. You didn't. Don't be haughty. You're going to reap what you sow. Because your anointing isn't assigned to everybody, which may explain why some of you are so drained. You keep pouring oil. You keep pouring oil into leaky people. How can you be next in line for a breakthrough when you are out of line in terms of your disobedience? Lord, help us to not live, save this long, me 50 years, and yet miss heaven and make hell. Have you ever heard the message, the death march? Yeah. Elder Gidros? Yeah. Ooh. The death march of hell? Ooh. Man. Nothing wrong, folks, about living right. The Bible is loaded with quote unquote, but God. You don't think so? Moments in the lion's den. Who's that? Daniel. Fish's belly. Jonah. In the pit. Joseph. In prison. Paul and Silas. Others. In the cave. David. In a storm. Disciples. At the Red Sea. Moses. Fiery furnace. Huh? The three Hebrew children. And a borrowed tomb. Jesus Christ. It can look like it's over. But God! That's what I'm holding on to, Bishop. But God, I'm looking for a but God moment.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I got to get real quick to these things here. We're going to close. Don't mess up your blessing trying to do them like they did you. You're better than that. Just move the heck on. Your peace of mind is more important than you giving him a piece of your mind. Breathe, baby, breathe. Breathe. I was talking to a pastor today, a pastor friend of mine. Breathe today, breathe. We're talking about, you know, he was talking about some of these people in the church, you know. I was talking about anybody because I'm an evangelist. But I'm trying to help him out. Breathe. This is just a chapter. It's not your whole story. God is preparing some of you for everything he has prepared for you. Don't you dare give up. Your oil is only as good as your obedience. Some people got a gift. I realize that. Some people got a gift, but some people got oil. I don't want anybody preaching to me. I don't want anybody singing to me. I don't want anybody playing to me. That ain't got no cotton picking oil. Because it's just performance. Because I need the oil to make it through this world. I need the oil to handle my family. I need the oil to handle my job. I need the oil to handle my business. I need the oil to handle my co-workers. My cap runneth over. You can't move forward in life, folks, carrying dead weight. Drop those unnecessary weight, people, and proceed. I tell people, because Houston's a fashion city like Dallas. I tell people, don't let your clothes speak high fashion or your character speaks low schedule budget. But you are, you just like me in the hood, you're just ghetto, baby. You're just ghetto. There's power in your mouth. Power in your mouth. Start speaking more of what you want. You can bond out of jail. We got them all over Houston all the time. Posting bond. You can bond out of jail, but you cannot bound out of hell. All right. Boy, somebody should have shot on that booger. I cannot control what I attract, but I can control what I will accept. You sometimes must be willing to hurt for the things you've been praying for. There may be times when the bleeding does not fall in your lap, but you got to run towards it. Even in depression, worship. Even in anxiety, worship. Even in fear, worship. God is offering you tonight his peace when you praise him. More of him, less of you. Testimony. I pray and I worship and I fasted 40 days to Hindu gods. I prayed for peace of mind to those gods. I done yoga. I worship all kinds of spirits. I wore special ritual clothing. But the gods did not respond to my cry. But then at an old-fashioned altar. And he said, I don't care what they say about Pentecostal people. Yeah, they're good and bad. But I found what I was looking for. Right. Another one. I was a hard-headed, knuckle-butt head. I chased after everything. Selfish. Didn't care about nobody. Always came up empty. Oh, but I hit rock bottom. I became so angry and mad. And shook my fist at the heavens and again said, what am I doing wrong? Jesus, prove yourself to me, he said. Ah, you know what? He humbled me. And I thought about that statement that I made here before. Humble yourself or eventually God will. Humble you at some point. You can take that to the bank. Now, Holy Ghost, I'm joyful. I love spending time with my church family. I was mad at everybody there. Mad at the pastor, mad at the associate, mad at my brothers and sisters, mad at my family. Didn't give him no money, didn't buy him anything. Stuff falling apart. But watch it. When you eventually land hard, you're going to reap what you sow. Now I got twice as much as I ever had before. Before Jesus, I did a lot of drugs. Smoking at 12, drinking at 14, whoring around at 16, doing hard drugs, LSD, ecstasy, coke, but at an altar. I was addicted, another one, I was addicted to money, and more money, and more money, and more money. Absentee father, abusive to my family. But I had a praying wife that would never give up, even though I was a no-good, low-down, ghetto jerk. I knew I was headed for a hard fall because I heard all my church life, you will reap what you sow. Well, it happened finally. But thank God for a wife and a church family that never gave up on me. It's been a long road back, but I'm glad to tell you in this testimony, after about a year, all is restored. I'm more disciplined. I have truly repented, not just believed, but repented. And I am being restored. Yes, this is a hard testimony. Judge me, he said, if you want. Your opinion really doesn't matter. I have my life, I have my family, I have my God, I have my church family to God, and I'm being involved in church, and I'm doing what God has called me to do. He said, if I can give you some advice, get over yourself and your nasty attitude and never save. Boy, this really got me here. And never save your I love you for later, because there may not be another later in your life. Now, my wife and I are in harmony. Our prayers are powerful and irresistible. Got problems, but we're working it out. And then the last one, real quickly, and then I'm going to close. Doctor said I could never conceive because I had multiple fibrosis. Many years. Multiple fibrosis turned my belly, and I had quadruplets. Quadruplets. Not one, not two, not three, four boogers. Woo! One booger's crazy, but four? Be careful what you ask for. Makes no sense that it makes sense, right, Bishop? Flying bugs at a crusade, one of the pastor friends of mine. Flying bugs at a crusade filled the sky during the service. It was causing distraction. Bugs everywhere. But I mean, you know the mosquitoes here. Everywhere. We got tired. So we commanded them, I'll stop the service and listen, let's all pray. About 3,000 or 4,000 in the crusade. And we commanded them to go in the name of Jesus Christ. And then we praised him for about 10 or 15 minutes. And moments later, after the prayer and the praise, the sky was clear. And when I read that, it reminded of what you and I were at your house. Remember? When we prayed for the volcano cloud was coming right over Pastor Glover's house and all that. I said, man, this ain't good. And so we prayed, and that booger went out. It went to Anchorage. Hallelujah. And I'm closing here. If somebody can come to the keyboards. Last thing, I was talking to my wife, 50 years of marriage, so on and so forth. I said, babe, we have survived many storms. I'm sure, brother, sister, Gloria, y'all have too. Most have been married at least 20 years or more. At least 20. I said, you know, we have survived many storms, sweetheart, to be bothered by just a few raindrops. I said, give me a high five. I'm going to give you a big back sugar when I get home. So I can give you a big sugar. So I can give you so your body straightens up. A big back. Oh, big back. That's right. We have. Let the raindrops fall, baby. Let the raindrops fall. Oh, that's a piece of cake. It's a piece of cake, baby. It's a piece of cake. We dance and shout around the altar. But when was the last time we really stained the altar with our tears? Altars bring power. Water will evaporate, but oil will linger. Don't ignore the nudge. Which brings me to the scripture in Thessalonians. Don't quench the spirit. When's the last time you had a Psalm chapter 61, verse 1 moment? We already did the Psalm 130. That's heavy enough. When's the last time you and I had a Psalm chapter 61, verse 1 moment? Hear my cry, O God, attend. Or as the New Living says, hear unto my prayer. Passion Translation says, oh God, hear my prayer. Listen to my, not intellect, not your wonderful, beautiful brain. Hear my heart's cry. Because I believe, even tonight, if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can receive it. If you need a restoration, you can receive it. You haven't been baptized in that wonderful, lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Talk to Pastor. We'll get this thing going. We must, as an apostolic church, as we stand, we must, as an apostolic church, shift. We must rise for Jesus Christ. We must move in the power of the Holy Ghost. Quick story from Texas. Quick story from Texas. A rattlesnake bit one of my sheep in the face about a week ago. Deadliest snake that lives around here. The sheep's face swelled up and hurt her terribly. But the old rattlesnake didn't know the kind of blood that flows through the sheep. Anti-venom is most often made from sheep's blood. The sheep swelled for about 2 days, but the blood of the lamb destroyed the venom of the serpent. The man said, I was worried about the sheep, but the sheep was not worried. She kept on eating, she kept on drinking, she kept on climbing because she knew she was all right. Oftentimes, the serpents of this life, folks, will reach out and bite us. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. They inject their poison into us, but they cannot overcome the blood of the Lamb of God that washes away, the sin of the world and the sting of death. Don't worry about the serpent or his bite. Just make sure that the Lamb's blood is flowing through your veins. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, and hence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And this is, I know, a God moment right now at SPC. Because you cannot walk with God and not be stretched. Your capacity the rest of this year has to be stretched out of its original territory. And God has allowed whatever trial you're going through tonight, and I'm through. Whatever trial, because everybody's different tonight. Whatever trial, God has allowed this trial that you're going through to ensure. 4:30, thank you this morning. God has allowed this trial to ensure that your level of faith matches your next level of favor. I'm telling you right now, under the sound of my voice, in the fear of God, there is favor for some people in this house right now. But God, moving to the God moments, but God. These altars are open to whosoever will. Some of you need to move into your God moment. Come on, we're ending on a good note. Need the Holy Ghost is here. You need restoration is here. You need renewing is here. You need baptism in Jesus Christ's name, it's here. You just pray, it's here. But God. That's a wow moment, church. Somebody's going to move into it right now. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, here in the last 5 minutes, it has completely shifted from whatever I said. It's shifted right now for folks in this place right now.